佢喺嗰度，主耶稣基督对于我哋嚟讲，佢话佢本来系富有嘅，但系佢成为贫穷。
That was the consequence of being involved with us.
做到呢一个地步，就系话我哋同另外嘅人有关系嘅地步。
Because we are poor.
因为我哋系贫穷嘅。
Spiritual beggars.
我哋系属灵上面嘅乞衣。
Spiritually hungry.
我们在属灵上面有饥渴
Spiritually thirsty
我们在属灵上面有口渴
Spiritually sick
我们在属灵上面有毛病
Spiritually dying
我们在属灵上面要有死亡
Why does he want to have the trouble of being involved with us? He can enjoy himself there. Why do you want to be involved with us?
但主耶稣基督为什么对于我们有这么多弊病 他还要跟我们有一个关系呢？为什么他不可以在上面在天上面享福就算呢？
But his love and his compassion could not allow him to sit there and watch us in this state.
但因为他的爱心和他的同情心不准许他坐在上面享福。
So what did he do? He became, though he was rich, he became poor, so that we, through his poverty, might become rich.
所以他怎样做呢？他就是做到好像这里哥林多后书所讲的，他说他本来是富足的，但是变成了贫穷，他要我们都是得到这个的富足。
And he made us rich so that we can become once more poor, so that others through our poverty may become rich. He made us rich so that we can become poor for other people to become rich.
他本来是 很富有的，但是他要我们贫穷，因为我们藉着我们的贫穷，其他的人可以蒙福。
He was rich and became poor.
他本来是富有的，但是他变成贫穷。
So that we can become rich.
因此我们就可以得到富足。
And when we have become rich,
当我们得到富足的时候，
then we have something to give to the poor.
这样我们就可以对其他的穷人，可以分了我们一些富足给他了。
So we become poor.
因为我们分了富足给他之后，我们自己又变成贫穷。
Right. And they all can become rich too.
但是呢，因为他得到我的富足之后，他们所有的人都得到富足。
Now you see, many Christians think, well, Jesus became poor so I can become rich, now I can enjoy myself.
所以很多人说，主耶稣基督变为贫穷，变成为贫穷，而我自己可以得到富足，那我可以享受我自己的富有了。
That's why the Apostle Paul says, as having nothing, and yet making many rich.
所以好像保罗话咁讲，佢话我一无所有，使到其他嘅人能够得到富足。
Jesus made him rich and he became poor to make others rich。
主耶稣基督使保罗得到富足，但将佢将自己嘅富足俾咗其他嘅人，佢自己贫穷，但系其他嘅人得到富足。
That is discipleship. Now he is following Jesus as Jesus did, so I do。
呢一个就系做门徒应该有嘅责任。保罗能够做到呢一点，就系佢跟随咗主耶稣基督，佢做到跟随主耶稣基督嘅地步。
But what about you?
但我问啦，你哋在座又点样咧
？When have you been willing to become poor so that others become rich？
你几时有谂下可以将自己变为贫穷，而使其他嘅人得到富足咧
？There is one thing that makes me also very painful, which I see in the church。
喺今日我喺教会里边睇见一件令我相当心痛嘅事。
I've many times seen the church attitude was, "Oh, he is willing to serve the Lord for nothing. Hallelujah, let him serve the Lord for nothing."
我看到很多情况，就是说有一个人他要将自己完全侍奉了给神，而另外一个人看到就说好了，他侍奉给神就可以了，阿里路亚，我不用理了。
This distresses me no end.
这种这样的态度对于我来说是一个很大的打击。
I never forget how Brother William, Pastor Yu, Reverend Yu, when he came out to serve the Lord in training in Liverpool, he laid aside his master's degree in electrical engineering to take up the post of assistant pastor in the church.
我永远都唔会忘记余牧师佢喺利物浦嘅时候所作嘅一切事情。佢放弃咗佢自己嘅硕士嘅学位，放弃咗佢自己喺电气工程上面嘅学位，而去担当起呢个助理牧师嘅职位。
As assistant pastor in training, the church gave him £8 per week.£8, which equivalent at that time to $16 a week.
他当时做助理牧师的人工只得八，一个星期得八磅，八磅就大约为到加拿大$16左右一个星期。
Of course, he had no complaints. He did this with great joy. In fact, he felt that the church was giving him too much.
但是他一点怨言都没有，他自己还说教会给我的待遇实在太过丰足了。
But the attitude of some people in the church was this.
但是在教会里面，其他有些人对他的态度就是这样。
Well, since he is willing to work for nothing, why not let him work for nothing?
他说既然他是 要为神做事，而什么待遇都不用得的时候，就让他去做吧。
That is the attitude of so many Christians today. Since these people are given up their jobs to train for the Lord's work, well, that's their business. That's no skin of my nose. That's their choice.
这个也是今天很多在教会里面的人所有的思想一样，他说，如果有些人他要放弃自己的工作去侍奉神的话，就由得他去侍奉，这些跟我是完全没有关系的。
They are willing to become poor to make others rich.
他们愿意将自己成为贫穷，好让其他的人蒙福而得到富足。
But the others are willing to sit on the sidelines and clap their hands and that's it.
但其他很多人就是坐在一边，在那里为他拍下手，这样就算了。
I say to you, you don't know, if you think like this, you don't know what it is to be a disciple.
但我同意你们每一个人说，如果你的想法是这样的话，你不知道做一个真正门徒的意义。
You don't know what it is to be a Christian.
你不知道做一个基督徒的意义。
We are to follow Jesus in taking up the cross if you are a disciple. He became poor to make others rich. What about us? We do the same then.
这里也是教训于我们怎样去做他的门徒，怎样将这个十字架的背起，就是要做到将自己富足而施给别人，将自己贫乏，好让其他的人得到富足。
I don't wish to speak in this in such matters about my own experience.
其实在我的经验上面来讲，我都系唔想讲呢啲咁嘅事实。
All I would mention is that in serving the Lord myself. It has cost me when I was in England, it cost me my inheritance.
当我初初在英国开始为神侍奉的时候，我都是放弃了我一切的产业。
I was rich and became poor.
我在当时都是由富有变为贫穷。
But I see Christians say, oh, that's okay. Most people, of course, don't know about it. It doesn't matter. As I say, no, we wouldn't go into details on such matters.
但有很多人看见我这样做的时候，他们就说，好了，他要这样做，就由得他咯。
But when I look at this state of affairs, it grieves my heart in the church.
但是当我看到这个境况之后，教会对于我的印象实在是一个很大的悲伤。
It grieves my heart not because I become poor.
我的悲伤不是说因为我是贫穷了。
But because I see how poor the brothers and sisters are, they are not even going to make it in the kingdom at the rate they're going.
但我的悲伤就是看到其他的弟兄姊妹，他在属灵上面的贫乏，因为我知道他们不能够进入天国里面。
And so we need to be careful. The Lord Jesus said, except a man take up his cross and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. Those, I remind you, are his words, not mine.
所以我们要做基督徒的时候要很警醒，因为主耶稣基督对于我们所讲的一句说话，我们要背起这个十字架，背起这个十字架而做他的门徒，这个是他自己对于我们的教训。
And I'm showing you that this is what he means in everyday life is as I have loved you in the same way you love one another.
这个也是主耶稣基督对于我们每一日日常生活上的要求，他说你们要彼此的相爱，好像我爱你一样。
In the same way I would say, let us unite with one heart and help in the work of the church as well as helping to support those who are in training.
这个也是我的意思，我们希望大家彼此协力这样将这个教会兴起，也彼此协力这样帮助这六位受训的弟兄姊妹。
And if I must point to my own example and like Paul say, be a fool in this matter, I say I don't get one penny, one cent extra in training them.
但是我对于你们来讲，好像保罗所讲的说话一样，他说我这样做是相当的愚蠢的。我对于你们来讲，我训练这六个弟兄姊妹，我自己并不会得到任何金钱上面的利益。
I get extra work, but no extra pay.
我得到额外的工作，但是得不到额外的酬劳。
What are the brothers and sisters willing to do?
但你会看到那些弟兄姊妹，他心里面所愿意做的又是什么呢？
Now fourthly, we see this, that as Jesus loved us, how did he love us? He became involved with us, but much more. To become involved, he had to humble himself.
第四点，我们看到主耶稣基督是怎样爱我们呢？我们看到他爱我们是很深，但他怎样爱我们呢？他爱我们就是将自己谦卑下来。
Because in doing what he did, he had to become our servant. He was actually serving us.
因为他要完成他自己的目标，他要将自己变成为奴仆的身份。
You know, in a sense, a doctor who is healing a patient is really the servant of the patient. He is serving that patient.
当你睇下一个医生医治一个病人嘅时候，你会知道嗰个医生佢嘅职位就系一个奴仆嘅职位，因为佢要服侍呢一个病人。
It is a service.
呢一个咁嘅工作就系一个侍奉嘅工作。
But here, the Lord Jesus had to descend to our level. If you have fallen down into the pit. into a pit. The only way is the other person goes into the pit. He has to humble himself and be ready to get all messed up to get you out.
但我哋睇到喺呢度睇到主耶稣基督系点样嚟谦卑落嚟，好似一个人跌咗落一条坑渠一样。另外一个人如果想去救佢嘅话，嗰个人一定要将自己谦卑落嚟，跌走埋落呢个坑渠之下，先至可以将跌咗落坑渠嘅人救翻上嚟。
The Lord Jesus said in Mark 10 verse 45, He says, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve."
所以主耶稣基督在马太福音第十章第四十五节那里对于我们说，他说人子来到不是要人服侍，乃是要服侍人家。
But what attitude do the Christians have?
但是今天的基督徒他的态度又是什么态度呢？
To love one another means to serve one another.
他说他爱彼此的相爱，也都是说彼此服侍。
But sometimes we regard service as a waste of time.
但是很多时候我们自己都是认为彼此的服侍是一个时间上面的浪费。
I often say today's girls, beginning with the girls, the career girls, so they regard cooking, washing clothes and the like as absolute waste of time.
今日对于好多有职业嘅女性嚟讲，佢觉得喺屋企里边洗衫啊、煮饭啊，系一个时间上面嘅浪费。
All the thing is get it over as quickly as possible.
佢哋想做啲嘢啊，有咁快得咁快做完就好啦。
For them, what is not a waste of time?
对于他们来说，哪一种事情才不是浪费时间呢？
Well, to get knowledge, to get something is not waste of time. To give is waste of time, of course.
他们认为 去做一些事情是浪费时间，他们认为什么不浪费时间呢？就是去得到学习就是不浪费时间了。
And so we find that the concept develops in which anything that you have to give, that is a loss. You waste your time, you waste your money, but what you get, that is not a waste.
所以很多人认为他们自己所做的事情做什么都好是一个浪费时间的举动，但是他们可以得到什么？这个得到上面的行动，他们认为这个是收获来的。
We need to learn differently. To serve, then we are being Christ-like. That is no waste of time. When you are serving somebody else, you are walking in the steps of Jesus.
但是我们在这里就要学习主耶稣基督的教训，就是说我们要服侍别人。如果我们能够做到这个地步的话，就是说我们跟随了主走这条天国的道路。
I was mentioning the other day, I think, to Sister Winnie, is it? That exactly on this point, that there are so many girls today, they think that it was important to get their first degree, second degree, third degree.
好似我在前些日子里面跟Winnie 姊妹都是讨论过这个问题，就是今天很多的女性她都很想得到她第一个学位，得完之后也都想得到她第二个的学位。
And there is this sister, I was sharing about this sister in England with PhD in chemistry.
我也是跟她讲到另外在英伦的另外一个姊妹，她是在化学上面得到一个博士的学位。
And now what does she do? She spends all her time looking after three children.
但是现在他得到个学位之后，他在家里做什么呢？他就在家里只是料理三个小孩子。
I ask you, what is waste of time?
但我问你，他这样做是几咁浪费光阴呢？
To spend 6 years to collect a PhD is the qualification for bringing up three sons.
他用了6年的时间完成一个博士的学位，到头来只是料理三个的小孩。
Well, I'm sure you think, well, still she can boast the PhD. Yes, so what? I'm talking about the practical details. What is the waste of time? What do you do with a PhD at home?
但是你可以想想，她有一个博士的学位，她可以为自己这个学位而感觉到骄傲。没错，她是可以为这个学位骄傲。但是她这个这样的学位对于她在家里面，在实际的行动上面有什么做出来呢？
Yet such is the mentality of Christians today.That they will still regard it, though there is absolutely nothing she can do with a PhD in chemistry today, yet they still regard this as not a waste of time, because after all, you've got a PhD, people can call you Dr. Mrs. somebody.
这个也是今天很多人所有的态度，他们知道就算他们得到个学位之后，他们是浪费光阴的，但他们觉得因为得到这个学位，他们可以自己这样称赞一下自己，也都可以得到别人的褒赏。
So it doesn't matter if you don't know how to bring up three sons or four sons or two sons, you don't know how to wash the baby, you don't know how to cook, all this doesn't matter, it's unimportant, it's so long as I can call a PhD, even I can't use it.
所以他们认为如果我有了一个博士学位，就算我不懂洗衣服，不懂理小孩，不懂煮饭，都不要紧了，我最重要的就是得到这个学位就算了。
I'm sure that most of you still think it is worth 6 years of PhD even if you never use it again.
我对于你们每一个人说，你们我想为了这个博士的学位都是相当的重视，就算你们用了6年时间，到头来一点用到你这个学位
Because who knows, maybe in her old age she can use it again, maybe she can teach somewhere in the school.
你就说,谁知道,或者她老了年纪的时候,可以将她的六月的学习,而在学校里面用出来。
You see, for us, it's always what we get. No matter what's the cost, as long as I got something, that's not a waste. But what I have to give, that's a waste.
所以对于我们每一个人来讲，他觉得自己本身要付出一个代价，是一个好大的损害。但是他们可以想得到一样嘢，佢哋唔理付出任何嘅代价，因为佢认为得到嘅嘢系最值得嘅。
So the disciple, so the Christian must learn to change his thinking that when I serve, that is when I am most Christ-like.
所以今日嘅基督徒應該要改變佢哋作基督徒、作門徒嘅態度。佢哋應該要知道，當我侍奉嘅時候，我哋又更加似主耶穌基督嘅樣式。It's
so hard to change our thinking, isn't it?
我諗你哋都係知道係幾咁困難改變自己嘅思想。Because
we have been indoctrinated since our childhood that this is the right thing to do.
因為喺我哋細個嘅時候，我哋已經俾呢啲咁嘅學識嚟充滿我哋嘅頭腦。But
in that very chapter, John 13, the one we read the first time, the new commandment, there, what did the Lord Jesus do? He washed his disciples' feet, and then he went on to say, "You do the same for one another."
所以喺約翰福音第13章嗰度，主耶穌基督又講過呢一條新嘅戒命俾我哋，又係乜嘢？佢話：我為你哋洗腳，你哋亦都要彼此嘅互相服侍，嚟彼此嘅洗腳。He
wanted to teach them to serve one another.
主耶穌基督要教導佢哋彼此嘅侍奉。Because
as we saw a few weeks ago, the greatest in the kingdom of God is the one that serves all the others.
因為喺上幾個星期我哋睇到喺天國裏面最少嘅一個人，佢就係侍奉另外嘅一個人。
I was very touched when I was in London this time. His dear brother, Thomas the doctor, he phoned to me on the day I was leaving. He said, "Oh, you're still here." He didn't know because he was organizing a conference for several days.
當我要離開英倫嗰一日，我收到呢一位弟兄嘅電話，這個Thomas醫生嘅電話。佢當佢知道咗我仲喺倫敦嘅時候，佢覺得好驚奇，因為佢係喺當時係有一個會議要進行緊。I
said I'm leaving this afternoon.
所以我就同呢位醫生話：啊，這個下晝我要離開英國啦。He
said I'm coming to see you.
但佢咧就即刻話：我即刻嚟，想見你一面嘅。Because
I know that you have a luggage and you bought all those books, you have to take them to the airport.
因為他說，因為你買了很多書，有很多行李，所以我幫你拿去飛機場。So
he came around to carry my luggage, help me with my luggage to the airport.
所以他就立刻來到我那裡，幫我拿了行李去飛機場那裡。
In spite of the fact that he was so tired,
他忘記了，雖然他有很大的疲勞，但是他都忘記了他的疲勞。
He was exhausted from several days of conference work. He had only come back late that night, the night before.
他經過幾天聚會之後，他的精神是相當的貧乏，但是他都不理他精神的貧乏，而走到來幫我拿些行李。I
kept protesting he shouldn't be doing this, he should go home and rest.
其實我對於他都有一個很大的抗議，我抗議他不要做了，但是他都不肯。But
he kept saying that it was a privilege to serve.
因為他對於我，他說我能夠侍奉你就是一個我最大的榮幸。To
serve the brother and so serve the Lord.
他說我侍奉其他的弟兄就正如我侍奉神一樣。This
is a humbling of oneself.
這個就是怎樣將自己謙卑下來的態度。Just
as Jesus humbled himself and took the form of a servant.
正如主耶穌基督怎樣將他自己謙卑下來而成為一個奴僕的身份一樣。He
could have said to himself, "Well, I've been serving the Lord all these days, and why I should go and carry somebody else's suitcase?"
那個醫生可以說，我這幾年都是跟神侍奉了這麼多的工作了，我為什麼要走去跟他拿行李呢？
But he had learned the lesson of discipleship. To become Christ-like is to serve.
但是他學到做門徒的功課，他學到他怎樣有主耶穌基督的樣式，就是說當你為其他的弟兄侍奉的時候，你就得到這個樣式。And
to do that, we need to humble yourself.
你做到這一點，就是首先要將自己謙卑下來。I
would say also on a practical point, in the way we talk to each other, this attitude also comes out.
我要跟你們提到另外一個很現實的一點，就是當你們跟其他的人有交談的時候，所有的事情。Now
when young people are together, they like to joke with each other.
當年輕人在一起的時候，他彼此的開玩笑。But
if your joke is at somebody else's expense, then you remember this, you are pushing the other person down to lift yourself up. If you are joking about somebody's fault, let me tell you, that is not the spirit of Christ.
但是当你开玩笑的时候，如果你的玩笑对于别人是有一个损伤的话，我同意你们说你这样的做作就是你要将拱低别人而抬高自己，这个不是主耶稣基督的教训。
It often distresses me to see how Christians, especially young people getting together, laughing about somebody's mistake or fault or ridiculing that person, or some subtle way in which we push the other person down to glorify ourselves. Let me tell you, that is not the spirit of Christ. That is sin.
在今天我们看到一件很心痛的事，就是很多基督徒当他开玩笑的时候都是用人家的缺点来开玩笑，他要将人家的缺点表露出来，要踩低人家将自己抬举。我跟你们说，我看到这些情况之下，我相当的悲哀。
If you need to joke, put a joke at your own expense.
如果你是要开玩笑的时候，你应该要找自己来开玩笑。
Laugh at yourself, let other people laugh at you. Why make other people be the subject of your laugh?
当你要开玩笑的时候，你应该用自己的弱点来开玩笑，来做话题，不应该用人家的弱点来做话题。
Because this is not the spirit of Christ.
因为这个不是主耶稣基督的灵。
And that isn't funny at all.
这个也不是很可笑的现象。
In every detail, let us live as disciples.
在任何的情况之下，让我们每一个人都是好用门徒的身份来生存下来。
Now, fifthly, we see that when Jesus loved us, what did he do? He forgave us.
在第五点，我们看到主耶稣基督爱我们，他是怎样呢？他是原谅我们。
In the point about humbling himself, I should have given you the reference in Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8.
当看到谦卑 的时候，我要给你们一个的经节，就在腓立比书第二章第七节至第八节那
里。Firstly, when he loved us, he forgave us. In the same way, we must forgive one another.
他的意思就是说他原谅我们，我们都要原谅别人。
So the Apostle Paul, again using the same word as, just as we have seen, love one another as I have loved you. He translates it here in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13 in this way. Using the same word as.
所以保罗说，即是说主耶稣基督怎样原谅我，我们都要怎样原谅人家。所以保罗就提到怎样这个字，好像在哥罗西书第三章第十三节那里一样。
As the Lord Jesus, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive.
所以在哥罗西书第三章第十三节那里，他说主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕别人。
Can you see, taking up the cross and following, it's so hard to forgive sometimes.
所以我们有阵时会看到，即是背起这个十字架的时候，是几难原谅的事。
Because every time you forgive, you bear the cost, as we saw at one Bible study.
因为当你要原谅人家的时候，当你要宽恕人家的时候，你就将这个十字架背起。
Somebody comes to your house, for example, and uses your rice bowl and then drops it on the floor, and bang, your rice bowl is gone. To forgive means you pay the price of your rice bowl. That's where the cost is.
当你有时你会在你的日常生活之中看到，即是说去原谅人的时候，你就付出代价。好像有人走到你的家那里，一打烂了你的饭煲的时候，你要原谅人家，你就要买一个饭煲。
Or somebody, even worse, in bigger cases, it gets more expensive. You let somebody use your car and they bang the car in. And then you have much more to forgive.
在其他的情况里面，我们所付出的代价要更加 的庞大。好像有人借你的车而走出到那个街那里，一撞了之后，如果你是要原谅这个人的话，你所给的代价就很庞大。
But here it says, as he forgave us far more, so we must forgive. You see, I said it's not a choice. We are under command. We must forgive.
所以我们在这里主耶稣基督用到哪一个字呢？他又用到怎样宽恕我们这个字。他说他对于我们的宽恕是宽恕我们所有的罪，所以我们都要宽恕别人。
And so we go on to see that if we truly follow Christ and take up the cross, we sixthly will reconcile.
在第六点，我们要看到当我们要背起这个十字架的时候，我们就要做到的事就是认识。
Reconcile 就是调和和好。
我们第六点要做到的就是调和的这件事。
You see, Christ came, we are told here in Ephesians 2:16 and Colossians 1:21, for example, that Christ reconciled us with the Father.
所以主耶稣基督 即係嚟到呢度就係要我哋同父神係有一個妥協嘅關係，好似喺加拉太書第二章第十六節嗰度講到嘅事情一樣。
Ephesians 以弗所書
喺以弗所書第二章第十六節所講到嘅一樣。
That he, Christ, reconciled us in his own body on the cross to God.
佢喺以弗所書第三章第十六節嗰度，佢話記在十字架上滅了冤仇，便藉著十字架使兩下聯歸為一體，與上帝和好。
You see, that is what it is. And if we love as Christ loves, then we have, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:18, God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So what the work Jesus did, we do too.
所以正如保罗在哥林多后书第五章第十八节那里对于我们所讲的一样，他说一切都是出于上帝的，他藉着基督使我们和好，所以我们都是要跟别人和好。
Now again, I don't see this in the church happening.
但是在今天的教会里面，我就看不到有这样的情况。
Because all too often what I see is people are careless in the way they speak to one another.
我看到的情况只是说别人当他讲说话的时候，他是漠不关心的态度。
They talk about other brothers and sisters normally behind their backs.
他们 在其他的弟兄姊妹的背后讲人家的坏话。
And the effect of what they say is not reconciliation, bringing everybody closer, but separating, putting misunderstanding and bad feeling between people.
他们这样讲人的坏话得出来的后果就是彼此的分裂 并不是得到彼此 的联和。
The Lord Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers.
所以主耶稣基督说、所以主耶稣基督说、如果你是
叫人和好的有福了、
如果你是救恩好好的就有福，
叫人和好的、
所以主耶稣基督也对于我们说过，他说叫人和好的就有福了、
He brings us together.
主耶稣基督将我们联合在一起。
You think what a wonderful church if everybody is working to bring each other closer together.
你会想象一下，如果整间 教会彼此都是为联合一起而努力的时候，那间教会是多么可爱呢？
Yet there are always people carelessly or deliberately causing friction and misunderstanding between brothers and sisters. This is sin before the Lord.
但是很多弟兄姊妹，他们有意和无意之间而使到弟兄姊妹之间分裂。我跟你说，这个这样的行为在神的面前就是罪的行为。
Our job is reconciliation. God has given us, Paul says, the ministry of reconciliation, bringing brother and brother together and non-Christians together with God.
所以我们要知道主耶稣基督对于我们的教训是怎样的教训。他说我们弟兄姊妹间要为和好的事一起而努力，同埋为我们同埋非基督徒嘅聯合而努力。
Now only when we have done all of this can we come to the final and the seventh point in which we actually really lay down our life for the brother and sister as Jesus did for us.
当我哋明白咗我哋正话所提到嘅六点之后，我哋先至可以明白到第七点，当主耶稣基督话要为你嘅弟兄舍命系咩嘅意思。
Only then we can fulfill the words of the Lord Jesus in John 15 and verse 13 where he says, "Greater love than this has no man."That a man lays down his life for his friend.
所以好似喺约翰福音第十五章第十三节嗰度咁样讲过，约翰话佢话人为朋友舍命，人嘅爱心没有比此一个更大的一样。
That is the greatest love.
呢一个咁嘅爱系最大嘅爱。
To lay down your life for your friend.
去为你嘅朋友舍命。
And yet, as we saw in 1 John 3:16, that is the obligation of every Christian to the other person.
所以我在约翰一书三章第十六节那里看到，我们这样做是一个，是我们一定要这样做到的。
But if you are not even considered, you are not even concerned how to have compassion and care for the brother and sister.
但是如果你对你的弟兄姊妹连关心连爱心都没有的话，
you don't even want to be involved with him in his problems.
你对于他
We are not willing to help him even financially, never mind become poor so that he can become rich.
你不愿意帮助他解决经济上面的问题，如果你连这些事都不做得到的话，你怎么能够做到将自己变为贫穷，使到他变为富足呢？
You are not willing to humble yourself to serve the brother and sister. You say, why should I? Why should Jesus have saved you? Why should Jesus have served you?
你不愿意将自己谦卑下来而侍奉其他的弟兄姊妹。
Because he did this for me, so I am under obligation to do that for others.
但我哋知道，因为主做咗呢件咁嘅工作喺我哋身上，所以我哋有权力将呢件事用翻喺其他嘅弟兄姊妹身上一样。
And then you're not willing to forgive the brother and the sister.
而你又唔愿意原谅其他嘅弟兄姊妹。
Amazing how some Christians hold grudge for years and years.
你会睇到好多基督徒为咗呢啲咁嘅仇怨藏喺佢心里边几年。
They're so sensitive. Somebody said something about me. Ooh, I'm steaming now.
当有些人讲他们少少坏话的时候，他们是几么敏感。
And they have the elephant memory. We are told elephants never forget.
他们是一个大笨象这样的记忆，因为大笨象永远不会忘记东西。
You know what most Christians need to be done to them is to be desensitized.
Desensitized.
To remove your sensitivity.
Oh.
敏感, it must be removed.
Oh, 如果即係好多人以為最好做到嘅方法就係將自己嘅記憶完全，
不取消敏感，取消一個人的敏感，敏感，
敏感
，what's 敏感
？what's that？
敏感
。我哋最好咧就做到對於其他嘅人嘅敏感呢一件咁嘅反應係拎走。
So we need to be desensitized. Oh, it's terrible to see the sensitivity of Christians one to another. How can we survive?We are like two porcupines together. I often wonder how porcupines come together.
What's porcupine? Okay. 我哋最好咧就要做到，即系将我哋敏感呢个心拎走，因为呢两样嘢系好难联和嘅，正如两只箭猪唔能够走埋一齐一样。
Yes, all full of spikes, each one sticking it into the other.
两个箭猪唔能够走埋一齐，因为两只箭猪都有箭嘅。
How can we behave? How can we be Christ's disciples? What kind of Christians are we?
如果我哋咁样做唔到嘅话，我哋系一种咩嘅基督徒嘅生命咧？
We not only cannot forgive. Well, what about that? How can we talk about reconciliation?
我哋连原谅别人都唔能够做得到嘅话，我哋点可以仲系讲到话合二为一呢件事咧？
And so when we come to the final point of laying down one's life, I almost feel it's not worth talking about it in the state of the church today.
所以当我提到最后一点，第七点的时候，说要为别人舍命这一点的时候，我都几乎真的不想讲这一点了。
Now we have gone through these seven things. We have seen how Christ loved us. How do you measure up to this if you call yourself a Christian?
所以我们是看到主耶稣基督对于我们的爱是怎样的爱。如果你是认为基督徒，如果你认为你是一个基督徒的话，你的爱又有几大呢？
And I have to keep asking myself, how do I measure up to this?
所以我整日都系提醒自己，我对呢件事嘅反应又系乜嘢
？Lest I preach to others and become the biggest hypocrite myself。
我会唔会话，因为我将神嘅话语讲咗别人，讲咗俾别人听之后，令到我自己更加嘅假冒伪善
？You wish to be a disciple? Let nobody leave today the church and say I didn't know what it means to take up the cross. Now you know what it is。
如果你系要做基督嘅门徒嘅话，我希望你哋每一个离开呢个教会嘅时候，都系明白到。背起十字架这个意义是什么
So no one has an excuse for saying he didn't know how to be a disciple.
所以希望每一个人能够找到藉口说他不知道怎样做一个基督徒。
The true mark of the disciple. How do we know that we are disciples? That's how it's known.
就是这个我们做了基督徒真理的目标又是什么
In 1 John 3:14, the Apostle John says this, Hereby we know that we have passed from life to death, from death to life, sorry.From death to life, because we love the brethren.
好似喺约翰一书第三章第十四节嗰度，对于我哋所讲嘅一样，佢话我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得自己已经出死入生了。
Honey, today we hear lots of people talking about assurance. Why does nobody quote this verse on assurance? John tells us how you have assurance. Here you know whether you have passed from death to life, whether you are saved or not.By loving the brethren, that's how you can see it.
但係今日我揾到一個好奇怪嘅現象，就係好多人提及福音上邊嘅保險嘅時候，佢哋永遠都冇提到呢一節嘅經文。喺呢節經文嗰度，我哋睇到，我哋知道自己已經係有呢個永生嘅盼望，就係因為我哋對其他嘅弟兄姊妹有一個愛心，我哋已經出死入生，我哋就知道我哋已經得救。
But today we want to talk about an assurance that costs nobody nothing.
我哋今日所提到福音上邊嘅。 I
tell you, many of these people who say that they have assurance, or they imagine they have assurance, I can see a mile away they haven't got anything like assurance, not the biblical one anyway. These people who think they are saved, they are a long way off from salvation, many of them. Why is it that only the person who loves the brother can have this assurance of salvation? Because the love of God is shed into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That is why it shows that you have the Holy Spirit when you love the brother and the sister. If you want to know whether you have the fullness of the Holy Spirit, here is one place to start. Because the fruit of the Spirit is love. A person who says that he has the Holy Spirit and does not love is a liar. I pray that God may speak to each one of us. Not to say whether you know these things. My question today is not whether you know them. It's a question of whether we do them. And if you say you know them and you do not do them, then your guilt is so great that you yourself will know what happens as a consequence of this. Let us then, by the grace of God, realize how weak we are and say, Lord, by your grace, I will take up this cross and follow you. I will love as you have loved me. And then the whole church will be transformed, beginning with you. Let us be quiet before God in prayer.